So the whole week, we've been talking to the team of distinction, and I've been spreading it apart, you know, reaching different people from different resorts. I've went to the villas, I went to the lakes, I went to the palace, you know, I've reached out to people in Miami, Park City. So I'm getting different feedback, different interviews with different individuals that have reached a certain level of success that I want them to share with you. But the topic of discussion this week was a vision board. And if you guys don't know what a vision board, I just want to kind of break it down. So a vision board is a tool that's used to help clarify or concentrate and maintain focus on a specific life goal. Some people do them for the year, some people do them for 5 years, some people do them for 10 years, like a 10-year goal. But a vision board is like any sort of board where you display images that represents whatever you want to be or where you want to be or what you want to accomplish. So being able to interview these individuals to explain to me their vision boards made it so inspiring, because the story that goes with the board has more impact than just looking at the board. And what's going on is right now there's a contest on who designed the best board. But when you listen to the story and the backstory to it, makes a whole bigger difference. So when they say you can't judge a book by its cover, I think that would apply to this as well, because something could be cosmetically nice, but is the story compelling? And some may not be cosmetically as elegant, but the story behind it is amazing. So it's going to be such a good contest, and I would love to share with you guys the winners of it, because right now there's 17 in the drawing and 5 are going to be the winners. So it's going to be like top 5. So I'll keep you posted with that. But one of the most interesting ones for me, in my opinion, was one that I got from Tatiana Desamore. So, I mean, I'm going to turn to Tatiana, I'm going to bring her back up to the show, and I'm just ask her to explain her vision board to us. So, Tat, come back in real quick. I know you got your schedules going on, but just do me a favor. Explain to me your vision board.
Yeah. Remember what it looks
like? My vision board is my true motivation. I'm assuming that everybody growing up has a dream. I was blessed with a job that allows me to, how would I say it? Concretize my dream. Put it, because if you only dream, it's just like an idea. The one thing I have to say is that, and Bobby couldn't say it any better, the only reason to make goals is to achieve them. So when you have dreams, you turn them into goals by writing them down. That way now you have something to keep me in control. That's my motivation. That's the reason why I wake up. My vision board is the reason why I wake up every single morning to go to work. You know, those days that you don't want to get up, but you remember why you're working. It keeps me focused. I have weekly goals. I have monthly goals. I have yearly goals. And my vision board particularly is my 10-year goal. I know that my daughter is a straight A student. She's been talking ever since she was probably 11. She's been talking about going to Harvard or Yale. So I know that that was going to be one of the things that I would want to achieve. Then, of course, I would love to have a nice house in the next 10 years. I know I will, by the grace of God, and my car. I always wanted to give something back to the community, so that's why I have charity on there. And of course, retirement. Gotta prepare for the future. And on the other side of my board is how am I to achieve that. So I first put down all the things that I want to achieve. Then I figure out how much money do I need to achieve that goal. And then how long, break it down on a yearly basis so that I know what's the average that I would need yearly, and then monthly, and then weekly to make sure to make it happen. So, yeah, that's pretty much my vision board. It's just what I want to do. And so that when I have a phenomenal week, I don't go out there and spend the money on something else. I know exactly why am I working and where it should go. And when I don't have a great week, And it's the reason why that I do an extra day of work. Instead of working 5 days, I would work 6 or 7. Or if the 7 days are not enough, I will come back and do phone night, because I know that I have something that I have to do. I have to achieve it. And thank goodness I'm in a place where I can actually make it happen. And I have many ways to make it happen. So that's pretty much it about my vision board.
Drops the mic. Like, come on. Let's go to a commercial break. If you know somebody that wants to come into the business, feel free to give us their number or have them give us a call. We have real estate classes where you can get your real estate license. So if they're not licensed, you have the perfect opportunity to refer them to us so we can help them get their license. We have real estate sales associate pre-license courses. We have exam preparation to get them prepared to pass the state exam. We have the post-license classes for all of you that are licensed and need to continue to maintain your license. And we have the continuing education classes as well. We have classroom, we have distance, and we have online classes. Now, if you've been licensed for over 2 years and now want to get your real estate broker's license, we also carry that course as well. So we have the broker's pre-license, we have the broker's exam preparation, and we have the broker's post-licenses if you want to maintain your license as a broker as well, and different continuing education classes as well. So again, we have classroom, we have distance education, and we have online classes. We're a one-stop shop. Give us a call at 407-355-1000. That's 407-355-1000. You can ask for Alicia Prada or Richard Roberts. The extension is 62525. Or you can simply go to wgrealestateacademy.com. That's wgrealestateacademy.com. You're listening to IHT Radio. I'm back. It's your host, Richie Rich. Listen, I just had the opportunity to get with Elizabeth Brito and hear her story about her vision board. You want to hear another compelling story? You got to listen to the soundbite when I asked her to explain, how did you come up with this three-dimensional type of vision board? I mean, the vision board itself is amazing in itself, but it didn't stop there. And if you guys haven't seen it, I hope that you get down to the gallery or check our Facebook page and you can see the actual video of her explaining it. But we went behind the scenes and got a little deeper. And it wasn't just one dimension, two dimension, it's a three-dimensional vision board. And then it ends with her telling you, you can take a card. The same vision board is made up into postcards that you can take home and it inspires you to create your own. But it has an intro, a body, and a closing, and it's amazing. But I asked her to break down the second portion of it. So listen closely to how she breaks this down. Elizabeth, explain how this is broken down.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the castle, I build the foundation. I wanted to do three-dimensional because I know it's very important when you are trying to put a board together that you feel the things. It's not only to see it, but you feel what you want to experience. My first thing was, in my first box here, was a smile. Every morning, when you wake up in the morning, put yourself in the mirror and look at yourself and be happy, be excited, follow your passion, believe that this is gonna be the best day of your life. You gotta feel happy. If you put that emotion out there, nothing that comes against you that day is gonna undermine it, because you're gonna feel empowered. You're gonna remember, I'm happy, I'm super happy, and I'm gonna meet wonderful people today that I'm gonna be able to bless with my presence and what I'm showing them. Then my second box was pretty important because we have a new team, and I was so excited. I was going through magazines and I found this quote on a magazine and I absolutely love it. And it says, why I sing in black and white. And that's the team of distinction. This is our colors, this is our message. I find very important to try to belong to something that can motivate not only yourself, but others. In the team of distinction that Wesley has created for us now, it's a wonderful team. We have goals for us, but we have goals to make others better as well. And there's so much pride on being part of it that I wanted to display that. This is one of my goals, not only to be part of it, but to motivate others to become part of such a team. And there's the diamond there, because we have to find the diamond in disguise and bring it out of every single opportunity that we have. Following this bus, I did an ocean because I absolutely love the ocean. I want to put myself into the mindset that once or twice a month I'm going to be by the ocean. This is my way to relax, to gather my thoughts. It puts me in a happy mood. Whatever your happy mood is, put it on your board. Try to see if it is to go to the beach, if it is to do yoga, if it is to whatever makes you happy. Put it on your board so you can make it closer to your heart and make it a part of your life every day. So I love the ocean. I put the umbrella there because I love laying by the sun. I love the palms and just having a beautiful day to meditate on new ideas. That's what the ocean means to me. Then I move next to the part of the eat organic. I want health is a big way to feel good. We have to eat healthy and stay healthy. And if we don't have health, unfortunately, everything else falls apart. So I think taking care of ourselves is pretty important. I did the little apples next to it because I remember that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So doing exercise, eating healthier is a plan of my life right now. And I think it's important to display it so I can remember every day to do good choices for my health. My favorite board is right next to it, and it is our goals. Remember, in a vision board, your goals must be displayed. What are our goals in the company right now? We have a structure for bonuses. So I put the bonus structure right on my board because I want to look at it every day. Every day I want to be excited. I want to know this is something possible, something that is happening for me and the others that are with the company. And I put the word thank you many times because remember, you got to be thankful. It's already there. We got to see the goals and be thankful for them because they're going to happen. I also put some of my books there. I believe that we all need to train our minds every day. Nobody is perfect at anything. We can all learn. And every day I read motivation books. I get up in the morning. I put it in my car. I get inspired by books and by songs. And I continue to do this so I can make myself feel happy on the pursuit of the goals I have. I also put a quote that we got given by our president, the day that we displayed the goals. And I love this quote, and I'm gonna read it for you, and I put it as part of my board. Life is short. We are not here to fill or kill time. We are here to make good things happen for other people. So that's what the goal is. It's not only to achieve the financial part, which we know is a part of our goals, but to know that we're here to change lives of others. When we follow that passion about becoming somebody that is gonna change someone's day today and maybe forever, it's easy to achieve the financial part because it comes right after. Moving on to the next box, I did the traveling board because there are places that I wanna go back to that I've been, and I wanna, actually some places that I have not that I wanna go to. And I also did it to inspire my owners every day, to tell them, yes, you're here in Orlando, but through our program, why not go to London? Why one day not go to Aruba? See the world, Thailand, whatever your dream is. For me traveling and for the owners, I wanna portray it on the board because I want them to experience through their ownerships that they can see everything, that there's an opportunity to visit places that we never thought before. It's because we are part of the company and part of this beautiful company, which is Westgate. Not only the owners, but us as an employee. So traveling is a big part of enjoying our life. Then in the next board, I find it very special because we gotta stop and smell the roses. It's important to enjoy your life. I mean, I put a park there, I put a lake there, and I think that it's important to unwind, not only to go after our dreams, but also have time to relax, maybe have a coffee at the park, enjoy the little moments, because the little moments are the big moments right now. So don't let the opportunity to do little things pass you by. If you wanna sit at the park, sit at the park. If you wanna look at the lake, look at the lake. If you want to drink your coffee looking at a palm, do that. Do what makes you feel happy, because when you do that, you put yourself in a new perspective of enjoyment. So even though we're pursuing our goals every day, we got to stop and smell the roses and enjoy the little moments that we have. And my last board is my favorite. Actually, I have a few favorites here, but my favorite, and this has been my saying. My father told me this when I was a child, and I found this little frame, and it says something important, and it says, do what you love. But today, start dreaming today, start executing today. Whatever your goals are for your life, do not delay on them. Go home, get inspired by these boards that you're looking now, and go do your board. Don't leave it for tomorrow or the next month or 3 months down the road. A boat without direction is just floating on the ocean. It's not getting to its destiny. So we have to make a priority today to do the things that we dream. If you start today, tomorrow won't be a problem because you will be already ahead. You already have a goal and you're working on it. So today is a big part of the board. Always, when you're doing your board, put the words that remind you that there's an urgency for it. And the urgency is leave what you want and leave it today. At the center of the board, I put the word love, because everything revolves about love. If you do not love yourself and not love people around you, there's impossible to see your dreams come to pass. So love is a big key on my board, and it's actually the center of it, because love will drive the world. And you can make a positive change in your life and someone's life just by sharing love. At the end here too, I did a little case, because this is my board to go. Make it your vision too. If anything, get inspired by it. I have plenty of copies for anybody that wants them. Get inspired by it, get it as a copy, and then do yours from there. But I just wanted to share my vision with you and make it special for everyone.
Drops the mic. Like, come on.